Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Good morning. Catch me live.
No. We got to at least get through the intro before you start plugging.
What was that?
We got to at least get through the intro before you start the plug. Let's try again. Good morning.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good night. I'm going to be live.
No. You would just get through
the intro.
But just get through the intro, and then we'll get... You know what? If it's going to make you feel better, get your stupid fucking plugs out of the way, and then we'll do the intro. Go.
Okay, listen, guys. My name is Sivas Sounds, the comedian. You can catch me live on stage. This weekend, coming up, the 14th through the 16th, I'll be in Madison, Wisconsin. At Comedy on State, Madison, Wisconsin. Come on through. Shout out to my man, Mo Ammer. The 19th is your boy's birthday. Hello. Cypher Sounds. Last day of the Aries season. I'm doing a secret, last-minute, scrounged-up a show at the Comedy Cellar, the Fat Black Pussycat Bar.
Okay.
Not the Fat Black Pussycat Lounge. So follow my Instagram. There'll be more info on that coming up in the next day or two. Peter Rosenberg might do an appearance. And then after that, you know we're at that Moon Tower Comedy Festival, Austin, Texas. Get your tickets, moontowercomedyfest.com. Okay, good morning.
Good afternoon. Good evening.
And good night. Speaking of nights, next weekend I'll be over at the...
Oh, it didn't play through after all that. I was going to start with a new song. We don't do that every day. And I know you, and I felt like this is one you go, okay, let's try it again.
Okay.
Was mapping out everything I wanted, earned what I planned. You pussy niggas know about my body, call my second wind. Quit acting like me and my court niggas ain't bringing rappers in. Quit acting like the shit you said wouldn't work, like we ain't make it win. Quit acting like you know me, little nigga.
Yo, there's new Schoolboy Q this week. there's a new Vince Staples album. I think there's a new Action Bronson single. Let's see if that's here.
Right. Did what's his name from Brooklyn just put out an album?
Five-Yo. Here's the Bronson. I think it's Alchemist produced. What'd you say?
Billy, just come on and say whatever you want to say. I don't read those things you type. I don't ever see those things. They're too far away. The screen is far away. I don't know what you're typing. Just come on and say it. Just come on and say it, Billy.
There's a new Pusha T song with Jay-Z and Pharrell.
Oh, you don't say. Is there?
Thank you. Thank you.
Jesus Christ. Saif, that's your fault, what you just did.
What? What is that?
That you...
He writes things in these little comment things. The computer's far away. I can't see that shit.
You know, listen, Billy June, I understand I've fallen off and I'm old, but the day I need Billy fucking June to tell me that a new Pusha T song came out is the day I fucking just call it quits, okay, guys? I mean, listen, I'm old and washed. I get it. But if I still do a radio show 5 days a week and have some modicum of interest in hip-hop, Saif, please let me know. Modicum.
Modicum, what is that? I never heard that word before.
Modicum.
Modicum.
Yeah, you want to know the definition?
Can I use that? I want to use that.
A small quantity of a particular thing.
Uh-huh.
So if I have...
You might have a bottle of whiskey that you've saved throughout your family for years, but it's down to just a modicum.
I've never heard it used in that way, what you just did.
I never heard it used ever.
But that, sure, I think it could, I think that could work.
It's a modicum.
So as long as I have a modicum of interest in hip-hop, I certainly hope I would know that the new Pusha and Hove produced by Pharrell arrived. Now, I do think, given how much time we generally give on this show to Hove and what he says, we should listen to his verse and see what our thoughts are. And also... I got a lot of feedback, not a lot, I mean, our audience, relative to our audience, lot of feedback about that we started a conversation last week and then completely forgot about it and went to something else. What was it again, Billy June?
Yes. I do kind of remember that. And also, have we picked a winner for the contest?
No.
That was it. That was it.
No, that wasn't it.
Episode about...
That's not what it was, and that's not even what I'm referring to. I'm referring to the Will Smith episode where in the middle of a conversation, we ended up talking about Joel Ortiz's song, and was it about me?
Oh, yeah.
But we were talking about something else completely, and everyone's like, wait, what were you going to say about that? We didn't give a fuck about Joel Ortiz's verse.
What was it? Oh, no, what was it?
Look in the Discord, Billy June. Someone talked about it in the Discord.
Okay. Be right back.
And yes, Billy, I hope when Billy comes back, he can tell us what the voting was for our fucking intro.
Yeah.
Now, my question for you, Saif, do you think Billy went through the comments and tabulated?
I'm going to go with no.
You think no? You think he's going to say, I thought you guys were just going to choose it.
Oh, shout out to, check it out, man. It's not free. It's priceless.
What's that?
It's not free. It's priceless. First of all, that's us. Okay. Shit ain't free. It's priceless.
Right, okay.
This is a merch from my boy LaRussell out in the Bay Area.
Okay, so are you like on LaRussell's payroll now?
No. I just like the guy.
I mean, God, you go hard for something. I wish you liked me as much as you liked LaRussell. Jesus Christ.
I do. I bought your merch.
No, you didn't. What'd you buy?
I bought your shirt.
You did? Which one?
I forget which one it was. Was it your shirt that you won the champion belt for one day?
Oh, you got that one?
Yeah.
You didn't buy the Real Late merch, though. That's the best merch I did.
Oh, Real Late. No, maybe I didn't.
There's still a few up there, actually. The Real Late merch, actually, I worked with some company to get it made, and so I'm stuck with the ones that are there. So until they sell, they're going to be sitting there. Not many of them, but there's a few. I actually might cop a couple more because I'm a big fan of it. You know what else I found out? Someone pointed out to me today. You know what today is the 1 year anniversary of the release of already?
Of what? Of really? 1 year?
1 year since the single with West Side Gun came out.
Wow.
22 times, but I hit four niggas, figure fours, Figueroa's on my neck. Figueroa, Pistola, pistol in his throat. Caught him game over, 6 8 bottles, walk with hangovers, almost crossed the range, bro.
Hold on. Shout out to Cypher Sounds, who gave me the proper air horns for it. Had to clean that thing up.
I like that.
And get it right.
Bloodstain, released on that Real 8 album by...
No, Stain. It's just called Stain.
Stain. I call it Bloodstain.
Yeah, well, I... And this... So real quick, you didn't think the song was violent sounding enough. You had to add blood
add
to
blood
it.
To it. Yeah.
You were like, now we're talking. So, Saif, how have you been the last couple of weeks?
Fantastic. First of all, man, we love you guys, but... with all due respect, shut the fuck up. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Shut the fuck up.
Wait, how do you know?
How do I know what?
How do you know about shut the fuck up? Like, why they should shut the fuck up?
Okay, I fucked up. I'm going to admit, I fucked up. Last week, we were both busy. Rosenberg was out at WrestleMania. I was traveling around gallivanting. And we decided to put out a classic episode. And I was looking through the classic episodes, and I saw T.I. So I just put it on my desktop, emailed it to Billy. I did a little intro. I said, hey, here's a T.I. episode. I didn't know it was 23 minutes or whatever the fuck it was. I never looked at the length.
Oh, no.
I was just like, hey, T.I.'s in the news lately. We've been talking about him. He's doing comedy or whatever. Here's a classic episode, right? And I always like episodes with T.I. He's always fun to interview. But I didn't know it was short. And everybody was getting all upset. Mm. Oh, it was 23 minutes or whatever the fuck it was. Sorry.
I mean, listen, it's the first day we've... Was this the first week we've taken off since we came back?
Yeah, I think there was one week where one of us was gone, but not both of us. But also, I'm getting my 2 weeks vacation, so shut the fuck up.
Yeah, like, it wasn't that big a deal. By the way, though, the problem is, and this is what I found to be so weird about this run of 1EP. Like, we run into people who I will be like, oh, man, I'm so happy you guys are back. I've been listening. It's great, blah, blah, blah. And I go, oh, that's awesome. But the only people that I actually hear words from on a regular basis are, like, the same 10 people on our Discord who generally just complain.
Right.
I'm not saying that all of them. Like, there are some people who like, Kay Elect, she doesn't say nasty things all the time. She's somewhat positive. But like some people here, I mean, they're like our biggest listeners and they never stop talking shit. Some of them came for Billy June this week.
Did we build that atmosphere? Is it our fault that that's what happens?
You mean because of like so much shut the fuck up, Billy June?
I guess. Yeah. Or like sometimes we do therapy hour and you know, we complain about shit. So maybe they feel they can come for us.
Or maybe this guy, Cuckoo Cal, is just a fucking lunatic.
That could be that, too.
Is that possible?
That's very possible. Very possible.
Because he talks nothing but shit all the time.
And his name is Cuckoo Cal.
And his name's Cuckoo Cal, which when you think about it, if that comes from what we think, that's going pretty hard. Last week, he completely goes in on the morning show. That show's over. Laura sounds like she's had it. Rosenberg's over it. Ebro's head bigger than ever. DJ Cass won and Shawnee show up and smile for the check. Well, listen.
Yeah,
if that's all,
smile for the check.
Yeah, I was about to say, if that's what Shawnee and Cass are smiling for, then if that's the only thing they're smiling for, that's... No, it's not enough. You don't know enough about Hot 97. That's not enough. Yeah, like I was like, I hit him. I'm like, bro, why are you going in on the morning show? It's awkward.
Hey, did...
Staxwell said, if Rosenberg can get Cypher Sounds into WrestleMania, then I'm okay with 1EP taking a week off. It should be noted, just for everyone to know. Mm-hmm. I offered Saif a ticket to WrestleMania.
You did. Thank you very much.
And actually would have been seated with someone he knows. You would have been with Stat Guy Greg.
Oh, yeah. I definitely wanted to go, but last minute circumstances, I had to run out of town to go do shows with Dave Chappelle.
Mm.
David Chappelle.
I didn't know you knew Dave Chappelle.
Yeah,
can I be Dave honest? Chappelle. Can I just be? I got to say this. I've never wanted to say this before, but I want to say it now. And like, I don't say it. I don't say it out of like. It's hard to explain. It's gonna sound like it's like hate on you, but right. It's not
is it
at all.
Is it a what's that word you used earlier?
Modicum.
Is it a modicum of hate?
No, not related to you at all. It's literally just sometimes I just want to go say to the world, enough with the fucking Dave Chappelle. I can't fucking take it sometimes. He's does he ever stop doing shows?
Well, here's the thing.
I need a break, and I don't even see him.
Here's the thing. You are feeling that way because of what I post. Because listen.
Yeah, it's in my face a lot. It's in my face a lot because
if you're not in Denver, like Chappelle is doing what my favorite Chappelle stuff right now, which is building the material, which is fucking awesome to watch a genius at work in his workshop. So that's why I love it right now, this phase that we're in.
Okay.
When he gets to big arenas and then the special, he's already cooked. It's already cooked. It's ready to serve. I'm watching him dice vegetables right now.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? So if it wasn't for me always posting that, you wouldn't even know.
You're right.
Because he doesn't post his own shit.
No, you know what it is, though? I guess it's like this. I'm just being honest. It's like I feel like all these people who – this is really going inside –
who cares?
But I feel like all these people who I admire in their own right, you, Quali, many more,
yes,
are like, the only word I can use, it feels like so at his beck and call. It just feels fucking annoying to me. I can't explain it. It's like, he's I get it. He lives a cool life and he brings a lot of people in, but it feels like the communal cocksucking that happens is just fucking overwhelming. And by the way,
it's way more than a modicum.
It's way beyond the modicum. And I'm not saying I would never want to participate in said cocksucking, okay? Like, given the right weekend, you hit me up and you're like, yo, I'm going to this place. You want to go? I'm like, hey, I want to fucking smoke a blunt with John Hamm. Sure, I'll go. So it's not that I'm saying I don't understand. It's just like, it's so much. And I'm just like, oh, Lord.
Yeah, it's a lot. I get it. It's a lot. But I take it as a blessing each and every time.
But it is. I mean, and for you, I understand, A, I know your fondness for Dave, but also I know the opportunity is for you to get in front of great crowds. So, like, I get it. I don't knock the hustle.
No, I also get it. And here's, but see, now I pick and choose when to suck said cock. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you got to understand, I did Denver Comedy Works, which is one of my favorite clubs in the country.
Right.
Shout out to Wendy Curtis, an amazing businesswoman, has trained this crowd in Denver to be one of the greatest comedy scenes, audiences in the game. Now, it's just me and Dave, and then one guest spot, which is this guy, Josh Blue, who's a very funny comic out of Denver. He's also has, do you say cerebral palsy or cerebral palsy? Which one do you say?
So I say cerebral palsy.
I say cerebral, but whatever. So he has one
cerebral.
Of those. He's
cerebral.
Got palsy.
Okay.
But he's a fucking great human being, hilarious guy. The first night, I play, you know, I'm DJing and I do stand-up. So
right.
I go, hey, what do you want to come out to? Walk this way? He's like, you're a piece of shit. But that's why I love comedy, because you could fucking say anything you want to like your peers. You know what I mean? Like, he goes, and then he goes on stage and makes fun of me. He goes, this guy wanted to bring me out to walk this way, and he gets a big laugh. So we all win. But his actually Josh's walk is fine. But so yeah. So anyway, so
why
so
did it turn out to be that? That seems like was it random? That, like, what? Right now, it was just you, Dave, and Josh?
I guess. It's
like,
just
it feels like random.
Dave has you. There's no way to do stand-up without doing stand-up. It's a weird thing. Like, it's not a, you have to perform it, right? So the only way, like, there's no gym. Like, you could go, like, Kobe used to go to the gym and practice. And then when he got in the game, his body remembers everything he did at the gym.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
There's right, the no only gym. No, the gym is the gym. The gym is the court.
So the way you gotta look at it is the gym is the smaller shows. The game is the bigger shows.
Right.
So he's doing the Hollywood Bowl. I think 4 or 5 shows for the Netflix Comedy Festival. So that's the game. Now he needs. This is the gym. So it's very fun to watch, man. It's fun to watch what he does. It's fun to watch. What stays, what doesn't stay, what changes. Like, there's a whole set. There's a whole set. We were in the gym in February 2020 when the word COVID was just kind of floating around.
I remember. Sure.
We were in London for 3.5 weeks. Fucking, we thought we had what was going to be the next special. What's the director's name that directs all his shit? The black guy.
He does Chappelle shit?
Yeah, why can't I think of his name?
Is he famous director?
Yes, the black guy. The Def Comedy Jam, Steve Harvey Show, Stan something. Stan.
Okay.
What's Shanaz Lathan? Oh, Lathan.
Were you almost say what's Shanaz Lathan's last name? Did you almost just ask what's Shanaz Lathan's last name? Is it Stan Lathan? Is that the guy's name?
It's Stan Lathan. Okay.
Wow. His you all right, man? You good?
His daughter is okay. Sanaa Lathan.
His daughter's Sanaa.
What's Sanaa Lathan's last name?
Lathan.
So,
right.
So Stan Lathan comes to London. We shoot 3 days worth of shows. When Stan shows up with the cameras, that means Dave wants to see what it looks like on film. And then within a month, he's probably going to record a special. You know what I'm saying?
Got it.
He's got it all worked out material-wise. Now he wants to see what it looks like. Boom, boom, boom. So we shoot these shows in London. Stan Lathan shoots the shows. COVID hits. Mm. That whole special it's on tape because Stan taped it. I was there, but it's gone.
Because it became irrelevant.
Bro, yeah, once COVID hit, it's gone. And like, so now I know there's a Dave Chappelle special that's on tape somewhere that's never coming out. Which is fucking cool.
Well, by the way, I mean, you could still now put it out under that guise. Like,
bro,
you don't have to do a COVID fucking show anymore, but the jokes are outdated.
No, he already put out, did he do two? No, he did one since COVID. I guess just the one. But yeah,
no,
so,
two. He did two during COVID.
No. Sticks and Stones was during COVID?
Well, no. He did the short one about George Floyd.
Oh, yeah. That's not a special. That's not a special.
Right. Well, I mean, it was a special, but it was a short special.
It was special, but it's not a special.
Well, it was a special because that's all that he does. It's not that's the name of the genre of art that he's doing. I mean, it basically is a special.
Yeah, but it wasn't put out.
It wasn't a comedy special.
Yeah.
Right, right.
So, anyway, that being said, yeah. So, yes, the gym is where you find like the real dope shit, and I like when it's less people around because I get real good Dave time.
Right.
Once rappers start showing up and all these other people, once you know we in New York, LA, fucking major cities, forget it, it's flooded.
So was no one there? No. The extras, the regular extras weren't there.
There was like the road manager, security assistant, and But it's funny because last time I was.
But so this wasn't a big communal cocksucking, you're saying?
No, there was some local cocksucking.
Well, of course you got to have local cocksucking when he gets to a town.
I was hanging out with the mayor of Denver.
Yeah, he's sucking on the cock. His name is Cock.
His name is Hancock.
Right. He was there for the Hancock cocksucking.
Yeah, Hancock was there. Yo, Hancock, the head of his security details is black cop from Brooklyn. Man, super cool dude, man. If we ever go to Denver, we're good. We'll get the police escort. We're fucking good.
Wait, you said that he's a black gentleman?
Yeah.
He's a police officer?
Yeah, he's the head of security detail. I didn't do that. Oh, I did. Ah, that was so much better. Why did I play that?
Do you think if you were friends with a black cop and you played that all the time for them, they'd get annoyed with you?
It depends on the personality, but I bet you they get a kick out of it. Yo, you know what he told me? You know what he told me? This guy was mad cool, bro. There was another two guys that was sitting in there. They were cops also, but they were not with the mayor. But I just happened to fuck with them. And I go, what do you do, buddy? He goes, oh, I'm in law enforcement. And I go, boop, boop, is the sound of the police. And then everyone's laughing. I go, I'm sorry. I'm not going to fuck around, man. I'm not a dick like that. I'm not a bad boy.
That's the sound of the police.
You said I'm not a dick.
I'm not a bad boy. And then I play bad boy, bad boy. What you going to do?
You know, and then if you want to get to a place where no one gets the jokes anymore, you could say, hey, even though you're a cop, you can still be a...
What does that mean?
A friend.
The beat did drop.
Right, the beat's supposed to drop right there.
The whole crew, real fan. Count the door, kick up, blow, watch a lot, watching videos, are acting really silly, yo, but really though, all I could end.
All right, let me ask you a question. A song like that, do you ever play that song for yourself, personal enjoyment?
I don't know when
I can't listen to. Like, I got my favorite 90s records that I can listen to straight through, right? You know, Illmatic and fucking Biggie songs and, you know, a couple songs like that. But, like, I'm starting to find it harder to, like, especially underground songs, I can't let them play all the way through. So, therefore, I don't put them in my iPhone because they get kind of boring. So, what I do a lot lately, I'll do Stretch and Bob Mixcloud. Or 90s. But 90s, yo, there's too many mixtapes on the internet, bro. 90s mixtapes on the internet fucking suck. It's like all the commercial joints.
Wow, this is such a seamless segue. What you're doing right now, you don't even realize what you're doing. Do you even realize what you're doing?
No, I'm just saying. But I want to listen. Like, I can't listen to a full Artifact song or a full... fucking who else? What's that? What's going on there?
It's a commercial on YouTube. Okay. Unfortunately, listen. So
I only pay for what I need. And
we came to rock for Brooklyn and Queens and Manhattan and the Bronx.
Right. Right.
And Staten Island.
Oh, they shut them out.
And Long Island.
Thank God.
And all over the world.
All over the world.
We came to rock for everybody like this.
But first, I got one question.
New York in the house right now?
Yo, do rap representing Boogie Down to the fullest. Fuck all the bullshit. And 9-5, I'm coming with the full play.
95 Live?
That's right, Cypher.
It can be tight tragic, so act like magic and retire from the game.
Sife, can you okay, so I need to say, I reached out to Sife and invited him the other day, but he was in Denver and doing his cocksuckathon. Wow. So he couldn't come. He couldn't come until Dave did. So I wanted Sife to come with me to the premiere of the Tony Touch documentary Mixtape the Movie. It was shown as part of the Tribeca Film Festival.
Really?
And, yo, I got Robert De Niro came out.
Well, he owns the festival.
Yeah, and he actually showed up to this. And this was uptown. So, what's that theater? 175th and Broadway? In Broadway?
Oh, yeah. It's a big theater, right? It's really nice.
Yeah, that big-ass theater up there,
yeah,
in the Heights.
The name, but is it Palace? No, not Palace.
Yeah, maybe it is the Palace.
Maybe it's the Palace, yeah.
It's my thing. A lyrical gang bang on the wax. Act other than yourself and catch a mat to the back. Plus, each and every time I bust, I make real niggas straight loony like dust.
Gotta tell you, the documentary's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I believe they're currently looking for distribution for it, and I'm sure they'll find it. and it was damn good.
Yeah. Who made it? Is it relevant?
Tony made it. The producers on it were like Tony Touch, Paul Rosenberg.
Hello.
A few other people. Another Def Jam. I mean, I guess that's the Paul part. When he was running Def Jam is probably when it was getting done. Do you never talk to Tony about being in it? Because you're not in it.
No, I wish. Well, I guess I'm not considered a mixtape DJ.
Yeah, but I'm in it.
How are you in it?
I kind of he kind of uses me to give the perspective. The way they used my shit was I kind of brought the perspective of it making of mixtapes making it to the suburbs.
Well, yeah. Well, that fits perfectly.
But I don't know if that was their intention when they interviewed me, or that just what the good shit was.
Right. No, I never got asked to do that.
I had no memory at first.
We got five different grams. You got the Manhattan, the Boogie, and Staten. Brooklyn red niggas don't say good looking. The hottest situation is the fucking Storm Ave. Connecticut and Jersey kids be in the wild style. The place I'm from in particular.
So I know it's ridiculous that I'm in this movie and I'm about to say what I'm going to say. I've never listened to 95 Live all the way through.
Wow.
And I listened to like tons of random mixtapes back in the day, but I like the impact of 95 Live. The thing about getting reached in the suburbs by mixtapes is you get it and you're aware of it, but the ones that are super impactful aren't more impactful. They're all the same, kind of. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. Also,
because I'm not in New York hearing people talking about what's what.
Doo-wop mixtapes are like so New York centric, bro. Like.
But I had doo-wop tapes too. The reason I used to rap on my mixtapes and make a fool of myself was because I was copying doo-wop.
Yeah, I don't know. Doo-wop is my favorite. Busta Rhymes representing
Strong Island, Chill City, Uniondale. Word is bomb. Flip mode is the motherfucking squad for the 995 with the one in the beginning.
Just like, why was 95 Live so big?
Bro, you're playing it right now. All the hottest artists freestyling. Sheesh. Everybody, it was like everyone wanted to be on that. You know what I'm saying? Like everyone wanted to be on doo-wop tapes. But I think because 95 Live is not even my favorite one. But what happened was doo-wop was getting so popular and these freestyles and him rhyming on shit that 95 was the pinnacle of when he got everyone. You know, like I think. Didn't he say Biggie was supposed to be on that one?
I think so.
And he just kept missing him, and then he... Oh, no, because he died in 97, so he was supposed to be on something. But anyway, yeah. It's not even my favorite one. My favorite one is Springtime 93.
Springtime 93.
Or Spring. Might just be Spring 93. But
So you think it's here?
Spring 93 to me is like...
I see Spring 94.
No, Spring 93.
I see the Bouncemaster doo-wop Cool Out 93.
No, Cool Out's are always my favorite too. Maybe it's 94. I think it's 93 though.
Let's see what 94 sounds like. YouTube.
So what you doing tonight, baby?
I'm about to hit up this bounce club.
Oh, I know who that is. That's Snagglepuss.
Ain't no party like a bounce club party, cause a bounce club party's alright.
The bounce squad bum much is critical. Niggas get lyrical, niggas get physical.
Whatever.
We can do it old school style with Adidas. Bring it to the park, take your woofers and your tweeters. Do up the DJ for the night. Yeah. Hook up to the light, now we run a cypher on the mic. So Snagglepuss, my partner, my nigga. Get on the mic and pull an MC trick.
And I'll be coming rough like a rapist to a slow start. Cause I write classics like Beethoven and Mozart.
And Mozart.
About fun rap, cause in the new school I'm on the honor roll.
You got the dunce cap.
My style gets bold like gays in the parade. I get laid cause my old school.
Wait, what did he say about gays in the parade? Hold on.
About fun rap, cause in the new school I'm on the honor roll.
You got the dunce cap.
My style gets bold like gays in the parade. I get laid.
I don't know what he said, but
flow gets me laid. I'll be back to heat it up
What? What'd he say? It's thrown? That's where that came from?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that's where I want you and you to clap your hands from. I love learning stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, that's the first time you heard it, not on the song?
I never heard this one. I heard one similar, not this one.
Ayo, it's the psycho.
Making albums, bro.
I know.
You know how hard it was to do all this back then? You couldn't email the verse.
I know. Everyone had to come through.
You had to go to them. They had to come to you. You had to, like, piece it all together. These were fucking masterpieces, man. They got no credit.
That's why this movie's so good, man. I really hope it gets out there and you guys get to see it. You know what the best part of it is?
It was free.
No. It's Flex talking about Clue. And giving Clue, like, real props.
On mixtape shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now listen, he starts off. Damn, I don't have Clue's number. I'll try to hit him up. It starts off. Don't you hate how your iPhone just, like, every year or so just purges contacts of yours? Do you ever have that happen?
No.
Where all of a sudden I look at my phone and they're just contacts gone that I used to have? You have Clue's number?
No.
It's very Flex-ife in that he starts off in a way where you think he's going to clown him. Yeah. He's like, let me just say. Is anyone from Queens here? He, like, looks around the room. He's like, anyone from Queens here? He was like, Queens cats like to steal. He was like, let's just start that. And then they cut into a little part about, like, stealing dats and shit like that.
Yeah.
And then Flex is like, at first, Clue wasn't getting love because he's from Queens. And they didn't want to sell his shit in Harlem. And they didn't want to sell his shit in the Bronx because he was from Queens.
Right.
And he's like, but let me just tell you. Yo, that fucking echo was so crazy. He's like, it shook the block. Every car, you'd hear the fucking Clue echo, and then they cut to, like, you know, yeah, samples of it, you know, and hearing DJ Clue. And it's just like, shit, it was really cool for me to hear Flex kind of openly gush about how big a deal the Clue echo was. Because it really was sonically such a big fucking thing.
Yeah, I don't think Flex ever had a problem with Clue except for the fact when he came on radio.
Right.
Because Flex was like, no, I don't go to your world, or I go to your world to, you know.
I put an album out.
Yeah, but he had mixtapes too. I'll go to your world and fuck around, but I know it's your world. Now you're trying to come into my world and say it's yours. But it's my world. Respect that.
I'm trying to, what year do you think Clue really got into his fucking bag?
90s, 98, 99.
Wow, listen to this. What about this? Funkmaster Flex and DJ Clue, Hot 97, Monday Night Mixtape, 1998. Mm-hmm. Flex had Clue on?
No, Monday Night Mixtape was Clue's show. So maybe he was on. But, I mean, it was right after Flex, so, like.
Oh, Monday Night Mixtape was Clue's show on Hot before he left. Got it.
Because first it was, I think the remember Evil D used to have that show on Hot 97?
Yeah, I saw Evil D. Shouts to Evil D. I saw Evil D.
Evil D. And then after a while, it became Clue Show.
Represent Queens. Represent Queens. To the fullest. To the fullest. To the fullest. With that new shit. That new shit. Nine seven. Clue-manati. Clue-manati. Word.
What's the deal, son?
New AZ. New AZ. Featuring SWV. Hey, AZ.
So funny.
It's the world.
DJ Clue.
No doubt, time to mellow out, party at at the yellow house, yell it out. Invites only, don't tell no slouch. How you feel around some made cats?
It's funny because this song is like such a whatever, you know, in the grand scheme of AZ's career, not a song you think about very often. But everything sounded kind of mage when it was new on a Clue tape.
Also, you gotta remember, like, this is the people that were buying Clue tape. You were putting them in your car. You were driving around. You were driving up and down 125th Street or whatever block you do that in, Queens or Brooklyn. So it was a vibe. You know what I'm saying? But that's why I never liked Clue tapes as much as a doo-wop, because the thing with Clue is he did have all the exclusives, but they all the exclusives were on tape or DAT, where doo-wop was like actually DJing and putting together these.
Well, I was going to say, let's listen right here. Let's hear how he transitions. Because, by the way, it's Hey AZ starts at the beginning, and it's 3:48 in, and it's still Hey AZ.
Yeah. Clubinati. He just stops songs and then start another one.
Wow, he's really letting this thing play out. Nothing happened.
He just stopped one and pressed play on the other while talking. He basically was just being a radio jock of new shit.
That's it.
You know what
and
I mean?
And by the way, he couldn't mix even if he wanted to, because almost all these are probably from DATs. So he does just hitting play.
Yeah, all of them. That's what I was saying. No, but he would mix on, like, if he did like an old school tape. But then those didn't sell it. He became an exclusive guy.
That was it Flex who said that in the doc? Someone said in the doc, they were like, Clue changed the game because he made the entire tape an exclusive.
Right, instead of just one song.
Yeah, like it became like not one or two joints at the beginning.
Right.
There's some really good clips from Nori in it too. Nori's great in the doc. Have you been using the Park NYC app recently?
Wait, did we get it? Do we have sponsors now? Park NYC, make sure you download the app and promo code WANAP.
No,
I haven't been using the parking app.
I mean, it never works for me anymore. I'm going to try again right now. Natalie just asked me if I could pay the meter for her.
Oh, that app? The meter one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I use that.
I have the tally ready for you guys while you're using the parking app.
Oh, I do use the parking
app. Wait.
That is the one
I use. And does it work?
Always. Maybe you got to update it.
I tried updating. The fuck, man?
Billy.
I have the tally ready.
Yeah, but I also see you texted us.
Yeah.
Just hop in. Okay, Billy. I'm going to say this. This is the last time I'm going to say this. You're part of the show. Just hop in and tell us what you need to tell us.
Okay.
You're not interrupting anything monumental. Jump in.
You were in a very deep conversation.
If I'm in a deep conversation, why would I look at my text messages? Isn't that not disrespectful to the person you're having a conversation with? If you're out to dinner with somebody, you're on your phone the whole time?
How else is a producer supposed to communicate without interrupting on there? Okay.
Jump on.
The tally is number three.
We're not ready for the tally. We're not ready for the tally. Let's get a room update.
Oh yeah, a big room update.
You can see the floor.
Billy, your room looks exactly the same.
What do you mean?
It looks exactly.
It does not look exactly the same. Hold
on. Can I see it again?
You remove the fast food bags from the floor. That's what you call cleaning your room.
And the clothes.
Let me turn it around and leave.
Also, I'm in a different seat because I couldn't sit on the couch the last time we did this, and now I'm on the couch.
All right, turn it around.
I'd like to see again.
That's where I was last time.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
Let me see the floor, though.
Turn it.
That's the bed.
I don't see anything. Turn it. Okay, I don't see anything yet.
All right, don't move it.
Keep waiting. Oh, go back.
Go to the right a little. Go to the right. No, wrong way. Go to the left. Put it down a little.
Further. A little
left,
further.
Left.
Point it down.
Left. Left. A little left. Stop. What? Stop. 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 Okay, we can see the floor. Okay, what is that in the back there? In the back right? Or the back left?
You know, I can't see it because I'm facing the...
Well, okay. Do you know right from left?
No, I don't actually.
Okay.
Being serious?
Okay. Next to the window. What is that next to the window?
A shelf?
On the far side. Let me see the shelf. Let me see the shelf. Okay, what is on that shelf?
Sneakers, books, and some other stuff.
What kind of books? What kind of books are on the shelf?
The books that didn't fit on here.
Okay. What are you doing with these books? Have you read these books already?
No.
Are you going to read them?
Yeah, eventually.
Okay, this is going nowhere.
And then I got the desk set up.
Okay.
That's good. You got a desk set up.
Yeah.
I can't.
Good for you. This is a step.
You're right. I should. Yes. This is better. I'm sorry.
Is it not?
Yeah. The last time you couldn't see the couch or the floor, so I feel like that's a. And I'm sitting on the couch.
Right.
It's
important. What do you think about that, Saif?
DMX passed away a year ago today. I just saw that in the text message from Billy June.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
I know.
I can't believe an album you put out. When did your album come out? Real late.
My album came out in June.
In June, okay. DMX dead, man.
I know. No, it's it. Man, everybody's dead. Today, the old quarterback for my football team got killed. Randomly got hit by a car today. 25 years old.
Oh, I met some guy in Denver that you went to high school with. Roger?
Roger Gassman?
I know the Roger part.
Was he weird? And did he have, like, glasses?
I don't remember if he had glasses. He might have been kind of weird, but not that weird. He's a yoga instructor?
No, that is not Roger Gassman. Okay. Was he black or white?
He looked some kind of ethnic.
Okay.
He said he was a year younger than you.
Yeah. I know. I can't remember his last name, but I liked him.
Roger. Seemed like a cool guy.
He was a cool guy. What was... Damn. That's crazy you bring that up.
Man, I'm segwaying it like crazy today.
It's crazy you bring that one up because yesterday, out of the blue... Or 2 days ago, the only like true best friend I ever had, who I completely fell out with, like we stopped talking.
Yeah.
Because I don't have many people like that I literally don't talk to anymore, and we were extremely close. My closest friend to ever fall out randomly DM'd me 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Because I mentioned him on the radio, and I guess oh no, oh look. Saif, you know who it is?
Nope.
Guess what? It's Tony Touch. It's Tony Touch.
Yeah, man. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Tony, what's popping?
What's up, P? What's the word, papa?
Me and Saif are just doing the podcast, and I was telling him about the mixtape, the movie, and I just thought, let me call Tony real quick and let him jump on for 5 minutes so I can tell him in person how fucking dope it was.
That's amazing, bro. Coming from you, awesome, bro. And you killed it in there. Thank you for being a part of it, bro. Are we on now? Are you going to put...
Oh, no, we're on right now. We're on right now.
What? Hey, man, Cypher, what's up, Mike?
What's up, Tony Touch? Tony, how long we been friends?
Diaz brother.
How long we been friends,
Diaz brother?
We've been friends, what, maybe since, like, 98?
I would say we've been friends... Late 90s.
I'd
say 25 years.
I'm in your
sure.
video, the Diaz Brothers. I got
right.
Nina Sky on your album. I've been to your parties. You've hired me to DJ. Just a million things we've done
both
together.
Of you guys.
Yeah, well, did my wedding.
Why?
Both you guys played the Toka Tuesday party,
that's
man.
Right. That's right. We both played Toka Tuesdays,
that's right.
for sure.
That's right.
Yeah. I know where Sife's going with this.
We're bringing that back, bro.
Toka Tuesday's coming back. Sife, hold on. Toka Tuesday's coming back. Okay. When's it coming back?
Well, we've been doing monthlies here and there at Chelsea Music Hall, but we're going to be back again April 19th with Mr. C, and we're celebrating that 420 and Voodoo Ray's birthday was 18th. So,
bro.
Chelsea Music Hall, April 19th. We're back at Chelsea Music Hall.
Tony, I'm going to ask you live on the podcast. April 19th is my birthday, and I'm doing a comedy show before that. And can I bring all my birthday people over to Tony to Toka Tuesday?
You see how the stars line up?
See how it lines up?
That's a no-brainer, bro. Let's go. After party for the Cypher Sound Show.
After party at Toka Tuesday. Where's it going to be?
At Chelsea Music Hall.
So, Sife, that means you have to text Philip back.
Yeah. Hey, I might put you on the spot to do a set, so
bro,
you already know.
I would
you
love to.
Little...
As long as it's before Mr. C, because he smashes.
Yeah, you're not going on after Mr. C. Fuck that.
No, you know what I would love to do, Tony? I would love to do an old school reggae set.
Yo.
Tell
have it ready, because Grandmaster Caz is also celebrating his birthday that day. Mm. He's also born on the 19th. I mean, on the 18th, actually.
Yeah, tell Mr. C, do a reggae set.
Yeah, bro. I would love that, Papa. I would love it.
Yo, Tony, I gotta tell you, one of the things I love...
the music in the background. Can I make a confession?
Yeah, please.
I'm actually doing my live stream right now as we speak on my TV.
Wow.
You're doing an interview and a live stream at the same time?
Yes, sir. We're doing our Sábado Picante. I do my salsa here, live Twitch. We do the salsa.
Love it.
And every Saturday afternoon. And, bro, it's on.
Okay,
are we live?
No. We're live to tape.
Live to tape. Okay. With that being said, bro, I'm streaming and doing the interview, bro. You know
how
we do.
Love it.
Now, real quick. I got to just tell you, man. I was just telling Cypher, one of my favorite parts of the movie, and I wonder if it was meaningful for you too, was after all their years of kind of feuding on the radio, listening to Flex giving Clue his flowers, I thought was such a powerful part of the movie.
You're not the first person to mention that to me, and I'm glad that's being people are catching that, because, at the end of the day, I'm sure it's, For Flex is probably all just, it's just hype radio, just to get the hype up, But to see that was great. And let me tell you, Flex is, he's a funny dude, man. He's cracking everybody up. The theater was loving all his commentaries. And I'm so glad he got to be a part of it as well. Mm. Him giving Clue his flowers and showing that, it was great, man. I was definitely digging that. And you're not the first person to bring that to my
head. What did you say to Robert De Niro when you saw him? Did you get a moment with Bob?
I got a moment with Bob. When he was looking at my Yankees outfit, I was like, I hope you're not a Mets fan, bro.
What'd he say?
He just gave me the analyze this smirk, the face. He said nothing, bro. He just gave me the look. Once I saw the look, I knew I was good.
Yo, Sife, you want to know how Tony's a great promoter?
Yeah.
Like, Tony... I was being my regular Rosenberg, hemming and hawing about going out because I had this and that and blah, blah. And Tony stayed on me. He's like, nah, man, you should come through. I'm like, all right, I'm going to try. And he did such a good job laying it on about how I should be there that I was like, I need to fucking be there. Yeah, I love Tony. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He DJ'd my wedding. I'm in the fucking movie. What am I doing? I got to go.
Yeah.
And I get out there. I get out there thinking I'm going to be one of like 50 people. There's a line around the fucking block. Yeah. There was like 1,000 people there. It was
amazing.
A shit show.
Amazing.
You brought the people came out, Tony.
Amazing, bro. Yeah, and it was more like 2,000, bro. That theater is huge. And shout out to Tribeca and of course Def Jam. All these brands tapping in. Jadakiss performing. I mean, it was like a no brainer. That was the hottest ticket in town for the night.
It was so dope. My main reason, I tried to, Sife was out of town. He was going to come with me, but I was just so excited because I knew I'd run into so many people. And man, it was like a fucking reunion in there after COVID.
Yo, how crazy was that, right? Because, yeah, I didn't even think about that. Like, a lot of people you probably haven't seen in, yeah, in like, the last couple of years. Yeah. So everybody was in one room.
It was beautiful. So, Tony, is there a way people can see this?
Can I finish my point?
Oh, go ahead. You had a point? Go ahead.
Yeah, I never finished my point to my Puerto Rican brother, Tony Touch, who I love dearly, who I used to sell his mixtape when I work at Fat Beats.
That's right. Fat Beats.
Why didn't I get an invite to be in the movie?
Oh, this is sad.
Well, I might have reached out and you didn't respond to me, Papa.
Probably.
How are you going to...
That's highly likely, bro, because, you know, I don't always get responses and I never take it personal. You know, but don't quote me on this, but I'm going to go look through my threads now, my text messages.
Well, I just heard from Rosenberg how an amazing marketer and promoter you are, that you keep calling back and let people know they got to come to your event. But you're telling me you texted my phone number, my old phone number, my 201 BlackBerry number, and I didn't respond to you.
Yeah, that could very well be the case. That.
He was hitting you on your SkyTel.
Nah. Yeah, you guys got to shout out my live stream right now. Hold on.
Oh, please tell us.
Hello. We got on the phone right here.
Oh shit, Cypher. Yo, we're on Tony Toca's live stream. It's Sabado Picante.
Sabado Picante, you know what it is.
Say hello to Say hello.
Are you talking to us?
Yeah.
Hola. Hola, all the fans of Tony Toca.
Yo, that's Cypher Sounds. It's Peter Rosenberg. We're doing one ep right now and bothering Tony Touch during Sabado Picante, and he's doing both at the same damn time.
Yeah, Sabado Picante.
Right.
What's
We're doing
up?
Doing the live stream and the one ep scene show.
Man, thanks for having us. Thanks for being on. Tony Touch, one of the greatest DJs ever to do it. You know why he's Tony so official? Because he still does it like he always did it.
Oh, Syfe, yes, there's some parts in the documentary, by the way, in this mixtape, the movie, where Tony's just sitting around with DJ Scratch cutting, and Tony gets fucking busy.
Whoa, I'm telling you guys. On a family show. Watch the language.
Oh, sorry. He gets bleeping busy.
There's families dancing a salsa right now, and you're cursing up a storm, Peter.
Sorry.
Nah, Tony, we love you, man. I'm just joking around about not having me in the doc. I wish I could have been in it, but I want to go see it, man. And you're one of the greatest inspirations in this whole DJ hip-hop community. You rep New York so much. You rep the mixtape game. You rep Puerto Ricans, but you know, you never make people feel excluded. Tony Touch is the best, man.
Yeah, and Tony, since I got divorced, I expect a refund on my last wedding, and I'll have you do the next one.
Oh, Lord. No way.
Yeah. Yeah, so next time we're going to have you back. Bring Doo-Wop next time. Maybe I need the full Diaz brothers.
Oh my God. Yo, I love you guys, man.
Peace, Toca.
Yo, peace out. Peter Rosenberg and Cypher Sound.
Tony, I'm being serious. I'm going to call you, guys, man. I would love to do my birthday party, comedy show, after party, Toca Tuesday, April 19th.
It's going down.
April 19th. So
love it. Love it.
There it is.
See you later, bro.
Celebration.
All right. Well, now I'm going to have to come through Cypher Sound. I'm going to have
to do it.
He did not know how to react when I said I got divorced.
No. He didn't know?
I guess not.
I guess.
Because if you're a 1-Ep fan, believe me.
Yo, yeah, man. Oh, man. Those days, it's so funny I randomly brought that up about listening to 90s mixtapes. It just flowed perfectly because that guy's tapes, man, I ask somebody for one or two freestyles, they say no, I get so discouraged, man.
I don't know how, that's what he said. That's the key, is that he doesn't get down.
Yeah, don't
you know?
Take it personal.
I was on the way up to this movie the other day, I was listening to some of my favorite Tony Tokas.
DJ, the tables turned. Reel it back one time. Okay, Tony Touch. It's so tremendous.
Tony Touch.
Yo, I
I be the mic smoker. Puff Dro with Tony Toker. He be the beat breaker, the master peacemaker. Making masterpieces, timeless works of art.
Funny, no, like, hard.
Be afraid of what lurks in the dark. So-
Tony Touch and Doo-Wop, they have this little crew called the Diaz Brothers, right? And that's based on...
And they
on,
can both rap their asses off.
That's based on the enemies in Scarface that you never really see, but he always talks about the Diaz
Brothers. Right, talks about the Diaz Brothers, yeah.
And my actual name is Diaz, so they always used to say I was the third unofficial Diaz brother. But they do have different styles where, like, Tony Touch leaned more backpacky underground and Doo-Wop leaned more street. But there was this Venn diagram where they met in the middle.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, it is crazy because they were both DJs first who were both pretty damn good rappers, especially Doo-Wop, I'd say. But they're both good.
Doo-Wop is actually one of my favorite rappers. Like,
I love how Doo-Wop raps.
Like,
I know.
He was, like, really incredible, but, like...
Sife, explain this verse, this bar from Joe.
Okay. If I ever do time, I'll probably die in the pain. Turn to 1 year, stressing like
30 to life. Same day I get home, I'll probably murder my wife. Look at the... Why? Why would you...
What's the next,
I need
what's
to...
the next line?
Guys, they all look shook and surprised. Look at those guys. They all look shook and surprised.
He's saying he could go to jail for 30 years, but he's such a gangster and such a criminal. The day he gets home,
it's he not still like, has to murder his
it's
wife.
It's not like he's reformed the 30 years in jail. When he gets home, he has to do gangster shit, like murder his wife. Then he's saying that's how gangster he is.
Yo. That's a crazy, crazy,
yo, my birthday
crazy
just came
line.
Together, bro.
Yeah,
my birthday
how you like
just
that?
Came together. So the show, I just yeah, got the word, the show's 8:45. Can you make an 8:45 show?
Yes.
I'll put you on early.
What do you want me to do?
No, talk shit with us, man. Come on, man. We love
just
you.
Just come
man.
Out and have fun. Okay,
yeah,
okay, okay.
Man.
Come out. And then maybe I'll run over to Tony Touch with you.
Man, I'm definitely going. Because I have to go to Austin the next
what
day.
Time, what time will your show end?
The show? Let's say 2 hours, the most.
And it starts when?
8:45. So let's say...
At 8:45.
10:45, we're out of there.
Yo, what up? Yeah, production, to determine the link of what happens in the Puerto Rican bandit, big fun, yo, check it out, yo, but that's the last straw, I ain't wanna shatter your glass jaws, I'd rather blast it off to levels that's past yours and left you alone among the dumb, how you gonna win a one-on-one round?
The only
from?
Reason I'm thinking of this is because I think Juju did that last Copy Coup record for Tony Touch, and he did this Delinquent Habits record. With Pun. Juju's so good. Let's get it on for real. So is Psycho. I mean, they're both amazing. I'm hard to kill like AIDS. Guard your grill, I blaze. You want the real, I'm glazed. Don't ever play around. I blaze you down like you weighed a pound. And straight in town with the mag, 180 rounds. I'm OT, puffing on Trump till I hold it. I'm mag, all y'all. What'd you say?
What is that on again?
It was a random Delinquent Habits single when right, Pun was right, scorching right. hot. It was just a remix. And that, by the way, it was such a crazy time because in 98, God, Latin rappers were fucking crushing it because not only was Pun huge, but that was the when the Beatnuts blew the fuck up too.
Yeah.
It's so
squad,
random. Is
squad.
It so random when you look back in time that the Beatnuts had a period where they were like really big commercially?
Yeah. For real.
Like, they were the definition of underground before
100%.
That. 100%. And then they just had, like, hits, back to back to back.
Yeah, but their big hits weren't, they didn't, like, switch their style. You know what I mean?
No,
it just they did. Happened to be have a little more bounce to it. It's like Dwick. You know what I mean?
It's like, that's a... It's a... You make a really great point.
Yeah.
They really didn't do anything to make it different. It just was.
It's a little more up-tempo, a little more fun.
And you could tell that Watch Out Now, they liked the tempo worked so well on this that they were like, you know what? Watch Out Now. Get money, get money. Did every DJ play those songs back-to-back, or was it just me? You had to, right? Yeah. It was a set. Yeah. It became a set that you played both.
Even though they're like 2 years apart right?
Yeah, but Off the Books lasted basically until Watch Out Now.
Yeah. In a party records?
Yeah.
Damn, man.
So, shouts to Tony Touch. It wasn't just the Flex Clue part, by the way. There were so many good parts. The drama canon section was
great.
Wait,
what is the movie about? All mixtapes?
It's about the origin of the mixtape. It starts out with the live tapes of the 80s.
What's those guys? What's Grandmaster Caz group?
Hold on.
Why can't I think of it? Why am I going blank?
It's one. Cold Crush. God. So it starts with the Cold Crush tapes. And all that shit. They spend some nice time on Brucey B, which I've never really heard anything on Brucey B. So like they spend some time on Brucey B sort of explaining his role in it.
Yeah.
And then they get into Kid Capri for sure. They do some good time on Kid Capri. The one funny thing about the movie is that like five different times there's a part where somebody's like, yo, man, people would have thought I was selling crack, but I was just selling tapes. Yo, five different times people said the same thing.
What, in the movie?
They were cut. Yes, it's cut to someone else. And he's like, yo, I was making so much money, man. Cats must have thought I was selling cracks, but I was just selling tapes. And I was like, well, this would be funny, except I just heard someone say it 7 minutes ago.
I got it. The mixtape where the DJs became the guys who made these mixtapes. But when we listen to like people from other markets, like when you listen to, when you hear that how Too Short came up, he would make tapes and sell them himself of him rapping. You know what I'm saying? When they talk about like all those guys in Houston or whatever that were making tapes and then they were selling these tapes out of the trunk.
And they do have a nice little screw section, by the way.
The difference is, in New York, it was the DJs doing that with other people's music. And that's how you were getting on. Where in the West Coast, they kind of did it on their own. But then they blew up to be big-time rappers. But our DJs, they never get publishing or royalties or anything like that. So they depended on, just getting gigs. Like, Too Short still lives off of his some old publishing.
Right, these records that he was making. Yeah. Yeah, they also, one thing that I think will probably stand out about the movie for a lot of people is that Lil Wayne is in it a lot, and he's incredibly lucid and clear.
Damn.
He's, like, really making sense about mixtapes and what they did for him, and, they spend some time talking about how the word mixtape now is just completely...
Yeah.
Lost what it's not a mix, it's not a tape, it's funny, it's not only is it not the original version of the mixtape, but now mixtape isn't even the next version of a mixtape. Because a mixtape at first was, if you go all the way back following the trajectory of this, in this movie, the original mixtapes were literally live shows. Then they went from being live shows to DJs compiling mixtapes of different
shows,
songs.
The live shows weren't, I know what he's saying. That's
But they weren't technically mixtapes,
They were just tapes. And the reason why they added mix is because DJs started doing their mixes from a live party onto tape. I got the Cold Crush tape, and then I also got
that's
Bruce
just
B's
a Cold Crush tape.
Yeah.
And then you have a doo-wop mixtape. So, mixtapes start with DJs mixing songs on a cassette. Then the next iteration of it was artists making their own mixtapes, but they were rapping on other people's beats.
Right.
Now the version that exists,
where it should have stopped. Right there was where they should have had a new name.
Then mixtapes. That you're right. This is the bridge too far. Yeah. Is now it's called a mixtape if it's just not your album.
Right. But it's an album.
But it is an album.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like a
and,
word,
that, and by the way,
it's a word to describe a release that's not on the actual label.
And or even like just like a compilation. And it's like none of those things.
Yeah.
Like I didn't consider calling Real Late a mixtape.
Like,
it wasn't a mixtape.
Like you could take 50 G-Unit era, and the reason why you can call it a mixtape is basically they took what Doo-Wop and Tony Touch were doing, where they were getting artists to rhyme on different beats. 50 was doing that with G-Unit, but just them. And then no regular songs came out. It was just the G-Unit rapping on familiar beats. So they took the they took the freestyle part of mixtapes, which is funny because the word freestyle also changed.
Of course.
Off the top of the head. But then it became when you record something on someone's mixtape, but it's not from your album or something. You know what I mean? It's a written freestyle.
Freestyle and mixtape are the two words that literally have completely changed meaning.
So what 50 was doing, they should have...
That shouldn't have actually been called a mixtape anymore.
Maybe street tape.
It should have really switched there.
Street tape would have been good.
Yeah.
Street tape. Street tape is it. I like street tape. I would have called it street tape.
So you want? Do you want to retroactively see if you could get that going?
If for some reason I get involved with the time machine, the time machine phenomenon on TikTok, I think I might go back to 50 and be like, hey, can you not call this a mixtape?
Yeah, come on.
You're not
dude.
Mixing at
Let's
all.
Let's be thoughtful. Now.
But now, sorry to cut you off, but now, if please. You want to get technical, Clue shit wasn't a mixtape because he wasn't mixing.
Correct. Good point.
So what, maybe, you know what I mean? It's, eh, whatever. It comes from the family tree, though.
Let's hear what Doo-Wop Summer Jam 96 intro was. I want to find the one that I loved.
Here. You a lazy motherfucker. Get the fuck up and make a fucking
on,
tape.
Man.
What the fuck? You ain't do shit in how long?
Fuck up,
ain't
man.
Fucking monster. Who the fuck you think you
Come
are,
on,
shit?
I'm trying to watch fucking TV, man.
You's a lazy motherfucker. All you do all day is fucking sit in front of the fucking TV, scratching your fucking nuts
fuck
and drinking
you.
Hennessy. Get the fuck out of here and go do something.
Wow. Oh, you stressing me the fuck out. For real, son.
You know how that go, baby. Small thing, baby.
But you know what, baby? Son, that bitch is right, man.
What?
It's time to drop a summer joint on these niggas, man. Right. Cut that mic on.
Yeah.
1, 2. Fuck it.
Now you talking a lot.
Just do it, baby.
Now
do
you
it, son.
To the buyers of 95 Live 1 and 2. Like Alicia Myers, I want to thank you. Do I appreciate the whole tri-state and beyond word is bond. Now, you know my style, I retaliate when a nigga try to imitate my tape. You foul, cause when you see me, you smile. Using freestyles on your CD. But meanwhile, y'all want to be me. The D-double-O-W-O to the P. Do wop and like the Fugees. Ready or not, me and my family. About to blow the spot. Bounce squad, you know the name. We make it hot like a drug block. Caught up in this game like Chubb Rock. Man, woman, child, infinity.
Yeah,
I used to go to Kennedy. High, now I stay high. Blunted in the tray, honey. Right. The tape Scarface, sneak none of that fake embrace bullshit.
Isn't it crazy? Like,
word up.
It's kind of like a depressing how mage summers used to be. Summers used to be like a thing. Like, yo, the summer.
Wait, do you think it's not a thing
now
in general or just because we're older?
I think because we're older now, they're just a blink. It's just months on your calendar.
Do you think younger people look forward to it or it's not the same? It doesn't feel the same.
Yes, no. I think summer's still the same for kids.
Kids.
I think that's something that up until, you know, 20, or, you know, 21, like maybe done with college if you go to college.
Yeah.
If you don't go to college, it might end after high school. But it's just like I look at the calendar and I'm like, oh, wait, I look up and it's like late May. And I'm like, oh, is it summer? And then before I know it's July 4th, I'm like, oh, it's July 4th. Oh, it's my birthday. It's already August? I mean, it's over.
Yeah, it's over. Yeah, it does go fast. But I never was one of those guys. I mean, I don't like summer, so that's why it probably doesn't affect me the same. But there are people that like, oh, this about to be the summer. This going to be the one. And I'm like, what? What's happening? What? I don't like any summer shit. I don't like the beach. I don't like the pool. I don't like the fucking, I don't have the summer body. You know what I mean? It's not it. It's not it for me.
You don't have the summer body, you're saying?
No.
I never considered you to not have the summer bod.
Well, which summer? Where is the summer?
Like the summer in Antarctica.
Wait, did we do Doo-Wop on One Up?
I don't think we have.
Why do I feel like I interviewed Doo-Wop for something?
Because you're a liar?
We never did Doo-Wop for One Up?
No. I just DM'd him.
We got to get Doo-Wop for One Up. Can we do next week?
I think it should be, it could be like a spectacular. I would be down for Doo-Wop next week. We had who are you calling?
Jamal.
What's up, bro?
Hey, Jamal. You're live on One Up. Don't say anything bad. Happy Ramadan. Did we ever do Doo-Wop for One Up? Service is bad. What kind of bullshit
service
is that?
Service bad. What year is this? What kind
of
is this? 95?
About?
He's living in
He's
95
living
live.
In 95 live. My service is bad. Yo.
By the way, the weird part is
we
it
heard
sounded
you fine.
Perfect.
For some reason on my side, it was sounding crazy.
Did we ever do Doo-Wop for One Up?
No.
Why did I feel like I interviewed Doo-Wop for something? I feel like I spoke to him for a while. Could you do me a favor? Could you get in contact with our good friend Doo-Wop and ask him if he'll be on an episode of One Up next weekend?
Next weekend, okay. Wait,
no, over Zoomy. Zoomy Zoom.
Zoom, okay.
Yeah. Hit him up and let me know. We just spoke to Tony Touch.
Oh.
Yeah, he's got a documentary out right now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Cool.
All right, thanks.
All right,
have fun fasting. Bye-bye. He's Muslim, if you guys didn't guess what I was saying.
Well, when you said happy Ramadan.
I should have said Ramadan Mubarak. Or Mubarak.
And don't you want to say like easy fast or something?
Gotta take it easy.
All right, we gotta go into the two things. We gotta listen to the Jay-Z.
All right, should we do that on Patreon? Because I gotta get out of here.
Well, and then on Patreon, so let's go over to Patreon, and we'll do that, and then we'll announce the winner, the tally for the new theme song.
Yeah, because if anyone was to care, it would have to be the patrons, right?
Correct, and then the following week, people will know what the theme song is, because it'll start the show.
So don't ever say we don't have exclusives for you. Now, you could come up to me in my face and be like, your exclusives are no good. I would get that.
Right.
But don't say we don't have exclusives for you. If you go over to Patreon right now, you will find out who the winner is of our theme song contest.
Oh, no. I only have 2 hours left to do this cameo. I got to do this, too.
Yeah, I put my cameo as like $1,000 because I always forget to do them.
So that way no one will ask for it, so you don't have
but
to feel
bad. But
it's
still out there, yeah.
All right, we'll see you guys over on Patreon. If you don't subscribe to Patreon, I got to tell you, we basically do something for Patreon every week. Billy June somehow acts like we don't do enough, and I'm like, one fucking show a week, even if it's a half hour, a bonus every week on Patreon, that's pretty good. Although maybe Patreon is sort of like tipping a waiter. Like the relationship, the view of the tip is viewed totally differently by the waiter than it is by the patron.
What do you mean?
Like the patron views the tip as I'm tipping you if you do a good job.
Right.
The waiter views it as it's my fucking pay. Give it to me.
Right. Or also,
and maybe that's what we're doing with Patreon is we're looking at Patreon as you love One Ep, you're happy we're back, so to support it, you throw us a few bucks every month. They're looking at it as no, I pay you a few bucks because I want extra shit.
Right. Right. Yeah. It's more it's more our view. Thank you.
It's probably our view that's fucked up.
No, it's our view that's right.
You think it's our view that's right?
Yes.
It's there to just support us. It's to be like, hey, you love this. You love the years of content. You want future years of content. You're willing to throw down in the end what'll be, you know, $100 a year to make sure you get One app. Now, at the same time, that's a real price. Considering people get a whole fucking Apple Plus for like $6. Although, honestly, Apple Plus gives you like two or three shows a year you want to watch. We're giving you an episode
every
week.
I had Apple Plus. I canceled it. What's on there? It's like it looks like other streaming services shows.
I know. Well, morning shows on there exclusively, which I love.
Yeah, morning show, Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso is pretty dope.
And then it seems like they show other shit.
Yeah, I don't really know what the deal is with it beyond
that.
Sorry,
this is not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about hip-hop. We'll be back.
Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com